This has been Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville. Service times are Sunday schools, 9:50 a.m., Sunday morning worship service, 11:15 a.m., Sunday evening worship, 7:45 p.m., Tuesday Bible study, 7:30 p.m., Friday night worship service, 7:30 p.m., prayer Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple, Church of God in Christ.
Tell somebody, say, you stand.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Let me hear the worshipers.
You're listening to the radio broadcast of the Mount Triumph Missionary Baptist Church, 720 Millrace Road, Boise, Louisiana. Pastor Joseph W. Franklin. Sunday school every Sunday morning at 9:45 a.m. Worship and the Word at 11 a.m. And on third Sunday, the Lord's Supper is observed. Wednesday night, prayer meeting Bible study at 6 p.m. and at 7 p.m., choir rehearsal. You can visit us on the web at www.mounttriumphmbc.com. God bless you.
Many of them all week. Some from next week and the week coming. We want to continue to pray for them. They will do well. Amen. Amen. Thank God for them. Thank God for each and every one of you. See, Brother Jacob is back. Amen. God bless you. Many of you are back after Easter. A lot of folk kind of fade after Easter, but I'm thankful for the faithful today. Just keep on coming back. I wish I had a believer here. The faithful just keep on showing up in spite of their situations. Keep on, because they love God with all their hearts. Keep on showing up to Sunday school. Keep on showing up for rehearsal. Keep on showing up for committee meetings. I wish I had a believer. They are faithful because one of these old days, they'll hear the Lord says, well done, good and faithful servant. And can I tell you, that's what God needs for the church today, is to be faithful. Amen. You can't be dipping in and out. Or wish you had a believer. Well, praise God for Brother Manning back then. Came with us on last Sunday. He's back today. God bless you, young man. Keeper, we had to work today, but we're going to reschedule our baptism. Amen. 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 God is good. You just keep on being faithful. Faithful is being able to do what you do consistently. Faithful is being able to do what you do continuously. And faithful is doing what you ought to do committedly. Amen. That's not in the sermon, but that's the amen. That's an addendum. Luke's gospel, we got back there. Amen. Are you with me? Luke's gospel, who knows where we're going to pick up? 10 chapter, what verse? Luke's gospel, chapter 10. Verse 8, thank you. Give that man a hand, God. verse 21. God bless you. Thank you for tracking. Verse 21, and we'll read on down to verse 24. And it reads, beginning at verse 21, in that hour, or at that time, Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and the prudent and revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for so it seems good in your sight. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him. And then he turned to his disciples and said privately, blessed are your eyes which see the things you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see what you see and have not seen it, and to hear what you hear and have not heard it. Grasp of the thought of faith, but the word of our God shall stand forever. I want to talk about the joy of the Savior. The joy of the Savior. We are tracking back as we come back now after Easter. It's been 2 weeks since we have been in these texts from Luke chapter 10. And on the last time we did speak from this 10th chapter, we talked about the joy of the 70. And so here we find and saw that when we looked at these texts, we saw the 70's delightful return after their mission was accomplished. And then we saw the downward spiral of Satan. Jesus made note that he saw Satan fall to the earth like lightning, and that his kingdom was crumbling one soul at a time. How many of you know that when Satan's kingdom is crumbling, Jesus' kingdom is increasing? Have I had a witness? As a result of the mission, the ministry, the message, and even the miracles performed by the 70 disciples, it was bringing Satan's kingdom down, and it was lifting up Jesus' kingdom. Can I tell you, every time a person believes in the Lord Jesus Christ as his personal Savior and repents of their sins and turns to Jesus Christ by faith alone, in Christ alone, it is bringing Satan's kingdom down. Because people are being transferred from the kingdom of darkness into the marvelous light. And I need to serve notice on you that every person who has not accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior find themselves under the guise and gaze of the kingdom of Satan. I wish I had a witness. And the power of sin. And only when you acknowledge Jesus Christ as your personal Savior does Christ come in, save you, and snatches you from that kingdom of darkness and transfer you into the kingdom of light. Y'all getting mighty quiet here. We saw not only the downward path of Satan, but we the exercising and dismissing of demons. He gave this authority to them because here they are going about before Jesus came into those cities and towns. They was already demonstrating Jesus' power. And so he gave it to these 70, and every time they demonstrated it, it brought Satan's kingdom down. Because Jesus said, I saw him fall like lightning. He was not referring to the onset of Lucifer, who is now called Satan, but he was saying that when you intrude and invade darkness and Satan's kingdom, you are stepping into his territory. I wish I had some believers here. When we share the gospel of Jesus Christ and people believe and their lives are filled with his spirit and their lives are changed and transforming, you are stepping into the territory of the enemy. He gave them exousia, which means that they had the authority in his name to represent him, but he gave them dunamis, which means they had the power to carry out the mission. And so can I tell you, for every believer that he has called and commissioned, as a believer, you've been commissioned and commanded to share the gospel. We can say that the reason why our churches and our communities and even our country is in the shape it is in is that the church has forgotten the authority, the exousia that we have, and we have forgotten the dunamis by the power of the Holy Spirit that we have. We saw the demand of the Savior to the disciples, to these 71. He prohibited them from rejoicing, not because of a miracle sake. Wish I had a believer here. Because we can get extravagant and we can seek the extraordinary so often. But he says that they are prohibited in that manner not to rejoice. But then he says they are permitted to rejoice. Why? Because their names have been written in the in heaven's book. I wish I had a witness. They salvation has truly come because your name's been written in heaven. So we saw that demonstrated, and he told them, if you're going to rejoice in anything, Mount Triumph, you ought to rejoice in your salvation. You ought to rejoice in the fact that you are sure for heaven. That if you were to die at this very moment, that the next moment you will be in heaven with the Lord. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. To rejoice about. A lot of folks do rejoice about miracles. And I told you last time that we met, we had so many miracles going on all around us. Everybody's got all from the Jordan, and water from the Jordan, and all from Israel. We've been slinging all and slinging all and slinging all. Help me, somebody. Because our folk get caught up on miracles. But Jesus didn't want his disciples to get caught on miracles and things. But the most important miracle is the miracle of salvation. I wish I had. The fact that you are saved and on your way to heaven is a miracle itself. the saints. Notice, first of all, the sovereign pleasure of the Father. It's right here in the text. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit and said, I thank you, Father, all that is of heaven and earth. Oh, can I tell you that the joy that Jesus had was an overflowing joy. That when he heard, is in connection with and context of when he heard the 70 return.
Get back.
and sucklings. God has ordained perfect praise. You see, those who are so intelligent in that day, and those who seem to have great wisdom of that day, yet they were so wise, but they couldn't understand who Jesus was. The Pharisees were so wise, they couldn't understand who Jesus was. And come here, Bible study, the Gnostics said they had a secret knowledge of Jesus.
I like what
Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning at verse 18.
Well,
he said, the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. What is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the cleverness of the clever I will set aside. Where is the wise man? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolishness the wisdom of the world? For since in wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not know God, God was well pleased through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. Listen to verse 22. For indeed Jews ask for signs, and the Greeks search for wisdom. Verse 23. But we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Gentiles foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For consider your calling, brethren, that not many who are mighty, not many know, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to shame the things which are strong. I wish I had a believer in the house. Can I tell you, Mount Triumph and every believer in the house, God is still active in his world today. He's still sovereign, which means he is over all. He is a sovereign God that rules, reigns, and regulates. That God is still carrying out his purpose and his plan. Nothing and nobody thwarts the plan and purposes of God. Oh, I need to say this. No matter who sits in the White House, my God, watching me, my Lord, my God sits in the kingdom. He's got his eyes on me. The songwriter says his eyes is on the speck. I know he watches me. Somebody ought to say amen. Look what he says. Babe's got it. I wish I had a witness here. Children get it. Infants got it, he said. These are those who are dependent upon their parents. These are those who are trusting Almighty God. That's who God gives his revelation to. Those who will trust him. Those with childlike faith. Those
Jesus. Come up. Where I am, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit descended like a dove. And then heaven burst open, and the Father spoke from heaven and says, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Can I tell you that God and Jesus, His Son, and the Holy Spirit, our Comforter, are working in complete harmony with one another. That they are one.
You have been listening to the Radio Outreach.